Very positive performance, particularly the second half. The players know that. They're well aware. They don't always need me to tell them. They're aware from the feedback they get from friends, family, pundits, etc. But they certainly know they gave a very good account of themselves. And as you suggest, were arguably softly, quietly disappointed not to have taken all 3 points, because I thought the performance overall probably merited it.
You talk about feedback. Are you starting to see external of the club people give you that credit that perhaps you weren't getting earlier in the season, or the spotlight that you perhaps weren't under before?
I don't think people weren't giving us credit by any means. I think they just look at the realities of the division. They know it's a tougher ask for us to achieve what we're achieving as a group because of different things that I won't bother talking about. We've all spoken about the different parameters and guidelines we work under here. So I don't think they were being disrespectful. I think they just thought, well, can they stay in and amongst it for a longer period? And I think we've done that. It's a good marker, but it is only a marker. We're right up where everyone wants to be, at the top end of the table, and we want to, we want to progress. We want to keep building performances. But as I suggest, I think we've been very unfortunate to come out the last three games with only a point a game, because the performances have been beyond that. But as I've suggested all season, you believe in performance levels because you get them right and you show consistency once you've raised them performance levels, and over time you win plenty of matches. So we've done that this season, we look to do it again.
From a points point of view, you'd have been better winning a couple and losing one, but does it keep the momentum going to play well three times and get three draws?
Yeah, you could look at it in many different ways. You could argue a couple of bad ones and lucky results, but I think over time, you want performances, you want good performances, you want quality of performance and consistency of performance. It's certainly what I look for, the staff look for, and I think the players do now. And they'll know they've performed well. They also know we want to win games, and we've got to add even more to our game to make sure that we can win games.
I remember the last time you went a couple of games without winning, it was described in some quarters as a slump, and you had a bit of a laugh about that. Does that indicate the kind of raised expectations because of what you've done so far?
Well, I make it clear, I wasn't laughing at it. I was just laughing at the fact that in Burnley's history, I think to go at the time from first to third and back to first again, I wouldn't regard that as a slump. And I think the same now. We've had a couple of draws. We've performed very well. We're right up there. There's big clubs up there, and we're right in amongst it. So there's certainly no terminology like that around what we're achieving. But it is a thirst for a headline, a thirst for an angle. Everyone's got one, so it's just the way it is.
It's still wide open up there, isn't it? Top of the Championship.
Yeah, I mean, Leicester are running away at the moment, and they've put themselves in that strange position where they should do it now. It's not about coulds anymore. That in itself can bring a different kind of feeling in the camp, and one loss could lead to another, could lead to another. They experienced a strange run at the end of last season, so I'm pretty sure that's not a given. But it's fair to say that they should now get promoted. As I suggest, different mentality for them possibly now, and for teams playing there. The rest beyond that, I think there's many different runners and riders, and that's the marvel of the Championship every year. We can only concentrate on our part of that and what we're looking to do.
Would you say, therefore, realistically, you've got to be looking for second place, or do you have to keep going for that top spot until it's mathematically not possible?
Realistically, nothing's changed. We realistically are looking at every game as it comes and getting ready to perform in every game as it comes. I've said it many times. Cliche or not, I'm not interested in what people's opinion of that is, just purely because we spoke with the players about it pre-season, so we're not going away from that. That's our main focus, and the next one comes pretty quick in Millwall on Saturday.
You talk about mentality. Given your success, given your league position, given the way you're playing, I suppose more than anything, are you seeing a change in mentality from opponents? Do they now, perhaps not respect is the right word, but do they perhaps back off you a bit more, or don't want to let you play as much as previously?
I don't think you can define it for sure, because obviously most managers are pretty guarded on what they feel, and if they've defended it out, they're very protective of that, and so they didn't. If they've attacked their way out of trying to win and then we win, they say they took the game to us, etc. There's many different spins. We all do it in one way or another. I can't define what their thoughts are. What I would say is we've become serious competitors, therefore we get taken seriously. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm sure there's like-minded managers like myself who take everyone in the division and beyond the division, in the cups, etc., seriously. So I don't overthink that. It is what it is. People will set up tactically to try and win a game, and they have the right to try and do it whichever way they wish.